I next met with Dr. Coleman, whose talk described the rationale and initial results of the Phase 3 VILIA trial he led, evaluating the use of the PARP inhibitor veliparib during adjuvant chemotherapy and afterwards as maintenance. To begin, I asked Dr. Coleman about the clinical implications of these important data. Can you comment a little bit more about veliparib and the VILIA trial? I know you answered the survey saying that you thought it should be approved, and that certainly makes a lot of sense. It seems kind of like a similar alternative in certain situations to the existing approved agents. Can you describe a situation where you think you might prefer it over, let's say, olaparib or niraparib?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. Believe me, we have been going around and around and around in this in my circles. So if you think about a newly diagnosed patient, the information you have at that point is that they either have, you've chosen to undergo surgery and then you're going to plan for chemotherapy, or you're going to plan for neoadjuvant chemotherapy after you get tissue biopsy. It takes about a week to get, you know, all of the genomic data back that you probably need, with the exception of NHRD signal. So basically it comes down to, do you believe that it's of value to give concurrent treatment during chemo? That's kind of like the first decision tree. And if you're a yes, then it's, do you give Bev, or now if veliparib gets approved, do you give a PARP inhibitor? So you basically draw a line in the sand at that point. So what I've always felt, that I try to give the most active agent as early as possible. I can't tell you based on the data that there's independent value to giving veliparib, but veliparib hasn't been studied as a pure maintenance strategy. So on cycle one, when you're writing your chemo orders, you're going to write Taxol carbo with or without Bev, or cycle two, with or without Bev, with or without veliparib, right? So you're going to make that decision right away. So I think that if you have a patient who's not a good candidate for bevacizumab, in which there are plenty, then, and you believe that exposure to a PARP inhibitor during chemotherapy is beneficial, and we've shown that it can increase the response rates, then that would be somebody I would consider giving it to.
You know, I was kind of flashing back when these debates that went on in breast cancer a long time ago, and the NSABP always gave endocrine therapy during chemo and everybody else gave it after, because theoretical, maybe some data, and it just sort of washed out that that's the way people did it. But one of their thoughts was, just like you said, I mean, for ER positive, HER2 negative breast cancer, you know, hormone therapy is much more effective than chemo, and they wanted to get it in fast. And that kind of sounds like what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, so one of the things that, you know, distinguishes veliparib from all the other, or the VILIA from all the other trials, is that all the other trials require a response. So you have to give something, you have to have a response, and then at that point, you can then have your menu. When you analyze the data from VILIA, you don't have to have that predicate. It's just that you started it with treatment, and your opportunity was then to continue it during therapy if they didn't progress.
I say that I never really understood why you all say response to chemotherapy when it's after surgery. To me, I always interpret it as they didn't progress, not that they responded. Does that sound more, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. So, and remember, now that we've pivoted to more neoadjuvant, you know, in recent years, the response to chemotherapy, you could measure it on the induction phase before you even took the patient to the OR. So that's one kind of element. But you're absolutely right. With our focus on doing good surgery, either primarily or after neoadjuvant chemotherapy, the patients that are finishing up their chemotherapy are finishing up with no measurable disease to begin with. So you're right.